All right, where is everyone? We meet at the same time every day of the week, and still they're late.
Am I late?
Is the Hulk green? Of course you're late. Where's everyone else?
Not coming.
What do you mean not coming? Why not?
Well, Snake was in the middle of shedding his old skin. Jezebel got bit by another dog, and Pharaoh was getting his body wrapped again.
So it's just me and you, again. Okay, what's the latest on God's Savior?
Well, Isaiah prophesied something last week that I think you might find interesting. He said something about a virgin giving birth to a son. His name will be Emmanuel, which means God with us.
That's impossible. Virgins can't have babies. They have to get married and, well, you know. Anyway, Isaiah really missed it this time. He's obviously been eating too many pepperoni bagels late at night.
Yeah, you're probably right, Master. You've never been wrong before.
What are you trying to say, Damon? Just come right out and say it.
You won't hit me?
Of course not. This is a board meeting. Board meetings are for speaking up and saying what's on your mind.
Oh, I thought they were called board meetings because everyone is bored at these meetings. That's why they don't come, you know. You're boring.
Ouch! I thought you said you weren't going to hit me.
I lied. Now, tell me what you think about Isaiah's prophecy before I hit you again.
Oh, Isaiah's a prophet of God, and he's never been wrong before. I think there may be something to this virgin thing.
Ha! You kill me. It would take a miracle for a virgin to have a baby. Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Oh, what am I laughing at? I believe in miracles. I don't like them, but I believe in them. We've got to stop this from happening. Would anyone like to volunteer to head up a task force to prevent the virgin birth of the Savior?
Who are you talking to? I'm the only... I guess I will.
Very good, Damon. Now remember, the key to keeping the promises of God from happening is to keep people from believing them and speaking them. Believing and speaking is faith in action. I hate faith, Damon. Faith is their victory.
What you're really saying is, number one, I have to keep people from believing that God is telling the truth. And number two, I have to keep them from praying in agreement with the truth.
Yeah, that about sums it up. Can you handle it?
Do I have a choice? My only problem is, how do I keep people who already believe in God's word from believing God's word?
It's okay if they believe God's word, as long as they don't speak God's promises out of their mouths. They're too good to be true. That's it. Convince them that God's promises are too good to be true so they won't believe them when they pray. This meeting is now adjourned. Another great meeting. I'm the greatest.
This will be the last time I ever point out a problem. I always get stuck doing all the work.
Damon, you're back.
What is it, a bug? I hate bugs. Get it off.
There's no bug. I meant you've returned.
You mean I had a choice?
Just tell me what in heaven is going on up there.
Master, I have some good news and some bad news.
Start with the bad news.
There was an angel concert tonight.
An angel concert? God has a rock and roll band?
It wasn't really rock and roll. It was more like a choir recital.
Singing angels? That can't be good. Which is why it's bad news. Where was the concert? Please don't say Jerusalem.
It was out in the fields near Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? That dump of a town?
Yes.
That's good news.
No, that's not the good news. But get this. The only ones that heard the angels singing were a bunch of homeless shepherds.
Talk about the scum of the earth. Now that's good news.
No, that's not the good news either.
You're kidding. All this time I've been worried about the Savior being born in Jerusalem any day now, and you tell me angels are singing in Bethlehem. That's good news. And if I were going to send angels to announce the birth of someone that special, I would send them to every rich and powerful person on the earth. But you tell me they went to a bunch of homeless shepherds working the night shift. That's good news. So whatever has been going on up in heaven, it's not about a savior being born in Jerusalem. Am I right?
Well, technically, yes.
See? I say that's all good news, but you say that's not the good news. So I am on pins and needles with excitement waiting to hear the good news.
I don't see any pins and needles.
It's just an expression. Tell me the good news.
The Christ child was born tonight.
What?
It's true. That's what the angel told the shepherds. He said, "I bring you good news of great joy. Tonight in the city of David, a savior is born."
What's the city of David?
I have no idea. But the shepherds were talking about going there right after the concert.
Did you follow them?
No, I came here to tell you the good news.
That's not good news. That's more bad news.
But the angel said...
I don't care what the angel said. Why shepherds? The answer has to be there. Think, why shepherds? Maybe a lamb was born. Maybe savior means lamb. Now that would make sense that God would tell the shepherds about a lamb being born. Come on, let's go to Bethlehem and find those shepherds. What do they look like?
People.
Everyone on earth looks like people because they are people. How are we gonna find them?
They'll be easy to spot. Nobody will be anywhere near them. They smell like a stable.
I knew it! The Savior has come. I told you Bethlehem was the place, but no, you insisted it had to be Jerusalem.
But Master, you're the one that insisted on Jerusalem.
Are you calling me a liar?
I would never call you a liar. It may be in the Bible someday, but I would never call you a liar.
Where are those scouts? Why haven't we heard back from them?
Scouts? You mean those Girl Scouts that sell the cookies door to door? They don't usually come down our street.
Not the Girl Scouts, the Demon Scouts. The ones that are out spying on Earth. The ones that discovered the Savior was born in Bethlehem.
Oh, them! There's a team of angels in Bethlehem again, so they're waiting in Jerusalem with Herod, where it's safe, until those three Eastern guys return.
Eastern guys?
The ones that we overheard talking about the King of the Jews being born? They're wise men from the east? They were following some star?
A star? What kind of wise men follow a star?
I don't know, but they said they've been following the star so they could worship the Christ child. They said it first appeared about 2 years ago. That's dedication, don't you think so, Master? They've been trying to find this place for 2 years. I guess this is the season to worship God, huh?
I guess this is the season to worship God.
Well, what's taking those wise guys so long?
Yeah, Bethlehem's less than a day's journey away. They could have been there and back 10 times by now.
Do you think they're lost?
How could they be lost? Bethlehem's just a little ways down the road. Maybe they're not coming back.
Do you think the angels might have warned them about us?
You know, you're not as dumb as you look. You're dumber! Of course the angels warned them.
What are we gonna do?
We're not gonna do anything. You're gonna find the demon scouts and have them get Herod to send his troops into Bethlehem to find the Christ child and kill him!
Yes, Master. What's he look like?
What's who look like?
The Christ child.
Oh, let me check that birth announcement that God sent me the night the Christ child was born. I'm pretty sure it had a baby picture.
If you got a birth announcement from God, how could you just now learn that the Christ child was born?
Because I didn't get a card from God. How am I supposed to know what he looks like?
Well, so what do I do?
Just do your job. I don't care if they kill every boy in Bethlehem. Just make sure he's dead.
Well, okay.